This deal may be reduced that.
Jobless numbers moving toward Great Depression levels of the 1930s, the federal government is once again set to pour a massive amount of money into the U.S. economy, $484 billion. The measure has been approved by both the House and the Senate and needs only President Donald Trump's signature to become law. The need is obvious. Almost 4.5 million people filed for unemployment benefits in the U.S. last week, bringing to 26 million those who have become jobless in the past 5 weeks. Included in the bill, another $250 billion to help small and medium-sized businesses meet the payroll, rent, and other expenses. On whether the U.S. Postal Service should get financial relief, Mr. Trump, a short while ago at the White House, said, quote, the U.S. Postal Service is a joke. Meanwhile, the coronavirus continues to extend its deadly presence in the world. Johns Hopkins University reports, combined with today's New York totals, add up to more than 2.7 million COVID-19 cases, with over 193,000 deaths. Here in the United States, cases stand at more than 880,000, with over 50,000 lives lost. The state of New York, the hardest hit, reports 263,000 infections with over 21,000 fatalities. The latest daily death count in New York, 422. It appears it might have been a lot worse. 14% of people given antibody testing in New York have shown up positive. Governor Andrew Cuomo says that means up to 2.7 million people statewide may have had the virus and recovered. In Spain, for the first time since its devastating COVID-19 outbreak, there are more recoveries than new infections. Today's numbers, 2,796 new cases and 4,100 recoveries. Spain has recorded the highest caseload in Europe, 213,000, with more than 22,000 fatalities. Spanish officials, meanwhile, are discussing ways to roll back the country's six-week lockdown. More news at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News.